Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, amen. And our soul says amen. Top of the morning to you, top of the morning to you. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership with Jesus Christ as Lord. I'm Dr. Alfreda. I'm the pastor of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. And we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord he has made. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, God's name is great, and God's name is greatly to be praised. We will magnify the Lord, amen, and give him the glory. Amen. Our acronym for every morning that the Lord wakes us up, amen, is TGIF. Amen. Today, God is first. Why? Because it's the truth. Amen. We choose to make God first. If this is your first time with us, please, 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 please enjoy the services. Amen. And please come back and come on back and keep on coming back. Amen. So we bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. We serve you a hot, hearty breakfast every morning. He has a breakfast for champions, and there is room at the table for you. Because there's room at the cross for you. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. All right, all right, all right, all right. We have been teaching on the signs of the times, the signs of the times. Amen. And the Lord has given us everything that we need to know. And so therefore, you can know the end before the beginning. Isn't that beautiful? I'm telling you, God is so thorough, amen, that he has given us the information, all the information we need before time. He has given us all the signs. He has given us the signals, amen, that will transpire before his imminent return for the church. Hallelujah. And so we can know the end before the beginning. Amen and amen. I want you to please turn with me this morning in your Bibles to the book of Matthew. Amen. Matthew chapter number 24. Okay, we're going to look at Matthew's book today. We've been in the book of Timothy. But you can read about, if you want to read more about the signs of the last times and in which we're going to be here until the Lord shift us. And I don't know when that's going to be. That could be this week. I don't know. We just take it one day at a time. But just let me give you these scriptures, amen, so you can write down if you like to study, amen. Father God, we say thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen and amen. Matthew chapter number 24. Luke chapter number 21 and 2 Timothy chapter 3. Those are the three chapters that you can read and find out all about the signs, everything that the Bible tells us. Amen. Well, there's some other stuff too, but these are the three main scriptures. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. Okay, in our Bibles this morning, Matthew chapter number 24, verse number 7 and verse number 8, and it reads as this: For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Let me read that again. So as I read this, I want you to like see what's happening in our world today. So you can say, hey, say what, Lord? Say, come again. Jesus, come again. All right, let's come again. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Beloved, for me, there's no doubt that we are living at the end of the church age. It is a fact that many world-shaking events will occur before the coming of the Lord. Already witnessed many of them, as the scripture has just spelled out for us this morning. In recent years, the world has experienced many upheavals and disasters that have left many believers wondering if the coming of Christ is imminent. Fortunately, beloved, the Bible provides clear guidance on this topic in numerous passages throughout the Old Testament and the New Testament. In fact, Jesus himself prophesied about the state of the world in the last days. He tells us, beloved, glory be to God. Now this, and if you notice in your Bible, amen, this is Jesus speaking. Now in 1 Timothy, it was Paul speaking, but it's still the Holy Spirit. I mean, it's still God. We don't, amen, devalue any portion of scripture in less than the other. It's all valid. Okay. But whenever you see it in red in your Bibles, okay, that means that these are the words of Jesus. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence, COVID-19, and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Beloved, this morning I want us to take a look at the beginning of sorrows. Amen. I want us to just take a look at that so that we can get a clearer understanding. The word sorrows in the Greek describes the labor pain that a pregnant woman experiences before she gives birth. Matter of fact, I don't know how many of you were on the on our 9 o'clock call last night. Amen. Glory be to God. And I asked the church to pray for me. Amen. Glory be to God, because I was in the midst of, I was travailing. Amen. And bringing forth labor pains. Amen. And I just want to give the Lord a shout out. I just want to stop right here because it's a very appropriate time to do it and say I did deliver. I haven't been asleep, so if I sound like I'm fade coming in and out, that's because Pastor Sleepy, amen, because I haven't been to bed, because I'd had to deliver the baby, amen. So I just want to give a praise report, amen, this morning that is done. And I can't give you all the details right now, amen, but I will, amen, and God is good, amen, glory be to God. But when we talk about labor pains and that a pregnant woman experiences before she gives birth, okay, then we know that them labor pains can hit a little hard. And most of us that have had children or know people that have had children, I mean, you know, that's a very, very, can be a very scary experience. Yes, it's a very blessed experience. Glory be to God. But Jesus called this period in time the beginning of sorrows. But notice Jesus didn't say it was the end of sorrows. He said it's the beginning of sorrows. So the Greek word for beginning, beloved, means a starting point. By stating this word, Jesus was teaching that the events described in verse number 7 would mark the beginning of an undefined period of time. Now, no one knows exactly, no one can number it, nobody has it down pat. Many people tried to call it and they missed it. You know what I mean? They have people, y'all know the story. Have some of their followers selling their homes and their businesses and cashing in everything because they was told that Jesus was coming on a certain day at a certain time. And then they, you know, they standing in the middle of the field waiting for Jesus to come, you know, to be. So, but if they had read the scriptures, they would have known that their leader was in error. Because it is an undefined period of time that will transpire before the coming of Christ. He does not give us a specific time frame. But he does reveal signs and indicators that will let us know that we have entered into this turbulent period. And this is what we have shared with you over the last few days. If you missed any of that teaching, it's available on our website. Glory be to God. So it is important to understand that just because some of these events, beloved, are occurring today, it doesn't mean that we have reached the end. Okay. But what it does mean, beloved, is that the process has begun. we in the process. How much longer? I don't know. but we on our way. How much longer? I don't know. We don't. Nobody knows. 100 years, 1,000 years. I don't know, 10,000 years, 500 years, 5 days, 5 minutes. We don't know. But the process has begun. It's the beginning of sorrows, not the end of sorrows. I think I shared with you the other day. I'm not quite sure. But I was talking to a family member. And I just love math because I was really considering majoring in accounting when I was in college, but I did not. But I just love the numbers and stuff like that. But anyway, the Lord says 1,000 years is as one day, and one day is as 1,000 years because the Lord is outside of time. The Lord is not in time. The Lord is eternal. So I did the math one day, just out of curiosity. I said, okay, well, if 1,000 years is as one day to the Lord, and I did the math, and what I calculated was that 1 hour in God's time, even though God is outside of time, 1 hour in God's time is 40.5 years in our time. Oh my God. Some of us ain't been the Lord. It ain't been 2 hours yet. You have to be 82 years old for it to be 2 hours on the Lord's side. It ain't been 2 hours yet. Oh, it's awesome. Oh, it's awesome. Oh my God. Our daddy is something. Amen. So beloved, amen. So write that down in your notes this morning. Amen. The process has begun. As we approach the end of the church age, Jesus said that the world will begin to feel stress and that the world will begin to feel pressure like a woman preparing to give birth to a baby. And that's a lot of press, a lot of pressure. It's a lot. Everything be heard, your back be heard. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. I knew that it was some type of demonic warfare going on. I shared some of it with you guys, amen, with the complications that we've been having, even trying to do a service. Glory be to God. Some other things going on personally. Amen. Glory be to God. But I don't say much. I just fight. I just fight, you know. But I knew it was intensified for some reason. And it was not until the Lord revealed it to me last night, amen, glory be to God, that it was time to give birth to the baby. I didn't even know I was pregnant. Glory be to God. I didn't even know I was pregnant. I really didn't. Glory be to God. God is so good. As a matter of fact, I'm going to preach a message on that too. Glory be to God. So let's think for a moment about the process of giving birth. A woman's pain starts slowly, then gradually they grow stronger and stronger. Finally, her whole body is pushing downward to deliver that child. At the last moment, the pains come very quickly, and they are intense. This is the indicator that she is right at the moment of delivery. Likewise, beloved, as the world comes closer and closer to the end of the age, the pains in the world will become greater. These pains will become more intense, and the pains will become more frequent. As these grow in intensity and frequency, they are a signal. God deals with signals. He loves us that much. That we are approaching the time when Jesus will return for the church. Again, amen, write these three chapters down if you want to study about the end of the end days, the end of the end, the signs, the signals, what will be happening, how will we know? Matthew chapter number 24. Luke chapter number 21 and 2 Timothy chapter 3, where we have been for the last few days. Those are the three main chapters that really breaks it down for us detail by detail. Glory be to God. But in our scripture today, beloved, the Holy Spirit gives us a primary sign that will mark the uttermost conclusion of the age and the imminent return of Jesus. And if so, what is it? The only sure sign of Jesus' imminent return, beloved, is in Matthew chapter number 24, verse number 14. Matthew, now this is the one sure sign now. Matter of fact, this is the only sure sign of Jesus' return. And I want you to write this down. If you got your Bible there, turn to it this morning. Matthew 24 and 14. And this is what it said. Jesus proclaimed, "And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached and all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come." There it is. There it is. There it is. How we know for sure. Here it is. Here it is. This it. Jesus said, let me hit the nail. Glory be to God, with the hammer, straight on the head. He said, this is how you're going to know for sure that is the end. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Oh, my God, Jesus, come, Lord Jesus, come. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the gospel. Thank you for the gospel being preached. The very last sign Jesus gave concerning right before his imminent return was the preaching of the gospel all over the world. All over the world. They got to go. Thank God. Oh, let me tell you something. Thank God. Let me tell you. Thank God for fellowship services on internet radio. Thank God, beloved, glory be to God, for fellowship services, amen, on television and media streaming where people can sit in front of their computer where they sitting at already. Huh? See, and that has been expanded because of COVID-19, glory be to God. Why? Because the gospel is now taken all around the world, all around. Let me tell you something. Right now while we're talking, I didn't look into the back office this morning. Last I looked in our back office, amen, right now we're talking, amen. We have an audience in India. Amen. We had an audience in Russia. We had an audience in Africa. We have an audience in Canada. Of course, we have the United States here. We had an audience in Brazil and so forth. Because there's no time and distance in the spirit. The gospel. You see why we have so much warfare? You see why the enemy is fighting so hard? Amen. Shut it down. Shut it down. Technical difficulties. Don't pay the bill. Act like you're sick. Whatever. Shut it down. No, baby. God's word got to be done. God's word got to be done. Beloved, that's how we can get a good idea of how close we are to the return of Jesus. The extent to which the gospel is being preached all over the world. Jesus clearly said that when the gospel is preached unto all the nations, then shall the end come. And he's not a man and he's not a liar. Lord, can we reach those parts of the earth? Well, glory be to God. Any kind of way we can get there. If we got to fly over, let's fly over. Glory be to God. If we're going to do it on television, if we're going to do it on radio, whatever we're going to do, let's do it. If we want to know how close we are to the coming of Jesus, beloved, we must look to the nations. How well are we penetrating and reaching them with the gospel? Because that tells us how close we are to the end. When the whole world has had a witness of the gospel, then the end shall come according to the Lord Jesus Christ. Beloved, we must be very careful as we approach the future. Jesus already admonished us in Matthew 24:6. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. When Jesus said, amen, in red in your Bibles, Jesus says, see that ye are not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, and is not yet. See what I was telling you the other day? It got to come to pass. But Pastor, but we keep praying, but things still happen, but it got to come to pass. The beginning of sorrows, not the end of sorrows, but the beginning. He says, but the end is not yet. Beloved, we must not let the noises surrounding us throw us into a state of turmoil or panic. We are people of faith. And we know the end of the story before it even begins. We must keep our eyes on the Lord and our minds on the word. Because we have a faith that overcomes the world. Glory be to God, beloved. Your faith is what overcomes the world. And you can find that in the book of 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. Jesus said the last and the greatest signs of his return is when all the nations of the earth have had a witness of the gospel. So, beloved, don't let negative news reports make you think it's all over, because it's not over until that last nation has had an opportunity to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And since this is true, beloved, it makes sense then that the devil will be actively trying to make believers fearful about the future. You want to know why he was trying to make us fearful about the future? So we can stop sowing seed. Oh, that rascal slick. He think he's slick, but he ain't. It's to his advantage if he can get believers to succumb to a fear-riddled mindset of self-preservation and abort their harvest of financial well-being. Not only would that hinder the fulfilling of their God-given callings and destinies, but it would also hinder the spread of the gospel and thus delay the coming of Jesus. Why? Because it takes money to do ministry. Satan don't want the gospel preached to the ends of the world. He don't want it preached to the ends of the block. To the ends of your house. He don't want it preached at all. But he definitely don't want it preached to the end of the world, because then that's the end. I mean, his time is up. His party is over. And he knows his destination. And the work of the cross cannot be undone. He already knows. Satan can't repent. It ain't in his heart to repent anyhow. So the devil doesn't want the nations to hear the good news, beloved. Do you realize how close we are to the whole world having heard the gospel? Just think about it today. Just think how close are we really to the whole world hearing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Can you think of any countries? Can you think of beloved, that the gospel, amen, hasn't gone there yet? Especially with the internet, especially with satellites, especially now. Satan wants to stop it, and he wants to sidetrack us so we'll stop what we're doing. If Satan can get us to stop sowing seed, the devil also ensures that we jeopardize any future financial harvest in our own lives. Therefore, when times get hard and supernatural provision is needed, it won't be there, because there's no seed in the ground to bless. There's no seed in the ground to multiply. Don't let the devil do this to you, beloved. Sowing seed will keep you financially blessed through any storm that lies ahead. And if you allow fear to dictate your giving and forget the masses of desperate, unsaved people for whom Jesus died, you will only end up hurting yourself. Your financial gifts have the power to save nations. Somebody need to write that down as I close on this morning. Somebody need to write that down. Your financial gifts have the power to save nations. What did Jesus say in that scripture? For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrow. Beloved, neither the wind nor the clouds of this dark spiritual climate are to determine our obedience to God. No pestilence should be determining our obedience to God. Beloved. No perilous time should be determining our obedience to God. If everybody's going the opposite way, nothing should determine our obedience to God. Obedience is better than sacrifice. And God rewards obedience. Partial obedience is disobedience. This is why the Bible tells us in Ecclesiastes chapter number 11, verse number 4, he says, he that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that regardeth the cloud shall not reap. No, I can't give now because look at this. We can't sow right now. Huh? Because why? Because you're observing the wind, you're looking at the conditions. You're basing your giving on what you see and what's happening around you. See, and because you make that choice not to sow, the Bible says, amen, and therefore you also shall not reap. Beloved, we cannot let the political or financial climate of the world dictate whether or not we keep sowing seed to allow the word of God to reach the lost nations of the world. You want him to come or not? Now, some of you might not want him to come. Hello. I said, come on, Lord Jesus. Don't make no difference. You can't slow him down because he got somebody that's going to do his work. He got somebody that's going to do his work. We ought to be concerned. We ought to be concerned. Now, those souls from Afghanistan, a lot of them are in the United States. Look, guess what? All these Christian churches, and said, look, somebody getting saved. God done flew them over the waters. Amen. Somebody getting saved. I refuse to believe. Glory be to God. I don't know how many missionaries is over in Afghanistan, but they in our land right now. Glory. Somebody getting saved. There's never been a greater opportunity for spreading the gospel across the world and right now. All over the planet, people are crying out. Don't you hear them crying? They're crying for someone to bring them the truth of Jesus Christ. They're groaning, they're moaning, they're searching. They know that there has to be an answer. There has to be some light. What's going on? They're turning over the stones. They're seeking. Glory be to God, beloved. What they are looking for somebody to show up and bring them the truth about Jesus. Somebody to open their mouth and say something about Jesus. Yeah, we know it's a delta. We know it's this. We know it's that. We're talking about everything else but Jesus. You don't talk one whole hour to somebody about miscellaneous stuff and the conditions of the world. And it didn't work Jesus in there not for 3 seconds. Is it possible, could it be that that's the reason the Lord sent you that way in the first place? That's why you made a connection with that person in the first place. Not to talk about how hot it is and how cold it is. And you tired of wearing your mask and all that and the price of groceries. Saints, come on.
Then that person leaves you, glory be to God, goes home that night, amen, and dies in his sleep. And you had an opportunity right there, amen, to make a deposit into their lives. And even when you don't go, when you sow into the Lord's kingdom, now, amen, you put money in the fuel, glory be to God, that others can go. Somebody invited me to a party this weekend, and glory be to God, I didn't go, amen, because the Holy Spirit had me doing something else. I said, you know what, I can't go, but you know what, here, take this. Take this. See? Why? Because I know you need gasoline to do the Lord's work. Okay? I know you need money. I know you got to buy the airplane ticket. The airplane ticket ain't cheap. All right, right. Oh, my God. Okay. You ain't going naked. Now, I know you got to have some clothes on. Glory be to God, and some nice clothes, nicely ironed and starched. And I know when you get to where you're going, you got to eat. And I don't expect you to sleep in your car now. You got to check into somebody's hotel. Now, I know that's going to take some money. You see what I'm saying? So even though you didn't go because your money was there, you're still pushing the gospel, amen, that the gospel could be preached to all the nations. But Satan don't want you to do that. He said, I ain't going and I ain't giving my money either. I ain't going and I ain't giving my money either. Beloved, people are crying for someone to bring them the truth of Jesus Christ. The whole world knows something is happening. Talk to people today. Just talk to them. Talk to them. And listen, even the children know that something is happening. I listen to them talk. Oh, I've been getting quite a few phone calls in the last couple of weeks from people I ain't heard from in quite a while. I was sort of shocked that they called. See, I just called to see how you're doing. And after we talked for a while, then the truth came out why they really called me. See, because they know something happening. Something is happening. They trying to figure out what in the world is going on. What's going on? Everybody in the world knows that something is going on, beloved. They just don't know what it is. They don't understand that the earth is crying out for Jesus to return. So we must go tell them. We must go tell them. See, Pastor Bradford already knows she got to go. I got my luggage, amen, glory be to God, when it was on sale. So I got another piece with that, amen. The Lord is dealing with me over here. Pastor Bradford, amen, glory be to God. I got to make a couple trips. I don't know when, what, who, what. I just know what the Lord is telling me, and I just tell the Lord whenever he ready. However he want to do it, however he want to do it. He ain't going to send me by myself. He ain't going to send me by myself. Don't make no difference if he did, as long as he with me. You can have 100 people with you, and if God ain't with you, you still by yourself. Right now, we're on 6 times a week, amen. We're in 7 continents and 350 million households, and Life Word Jesus' name is being mentioned. And there's some stuff in the background, glory be to God, and then we're about to get some invitations, amen, to some of these other countries and places, and as the Lord open the door, we will go. We will go. And we're not going trying to preach like Joyce Myers or T.D. Jakes, because they already know how Pastor Bradford preach. That's why they want me to come. See? And when I come, we come. I ain't going by myself. Y'all, some of you already know who the Lord dealing with, that you got to start getting some stuff in order because you got some traveling to do too. You might not make every trip, but you got to make a trip too. We're going together. We got to do it. Because the gospel has to be preached in all the nations, and then shall the end come. And we ain't going broken. We ain't going scraping. And we going first class. Glory be to God. So I said I was closing. I'm really closing now. Beloved, the problems of the world are real, and we know that. And we will be foolish not to prepare. But we are also foolish if we trust in riches and move into a self-protective mode. We must keep our hearts and priorities right, regardless of what we hear around us. And we must not let the devil push us back into retreat. Beloved, we must keep pushing forward, aggressively reaching toward the goal of preaching the gospel to the ends of the earth. And when that goal is achieved, Jesus will come. Jesus will come. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Beloved, we know the end before it begins, because Jesus already told us. Jesus already told us. When the gospel is preached to all the world, then and only then, end of the world come. Help us to do that. We invite you to do that. Glory be to God, and we encourage you, amen, to help us to do it. The mission for the vision statement for this ministry is to rise up a nation of radical and successful believers, a nation, not just, we're not restricted to one population. Oh, no, our vision is bigger than that. Our vision is much bigger than that, see? And I know what the warfare is all about, but we ain't concerned about no warfare, because greater is he that lives in us than he that lives in the world. Glory be to God, see? And I sort of knew some of this stuff 20, 30 years ago. But I just didn't understand it all when God was prophesying to me and giving me glimpses and giving me, little visions of the future. I didn't know what God was saying, but now it's becoming clearer and clearer. Amen. We see partly, amen, but then it becomes clearer and clearer as you continue to go. Beloved, we must take the gospel, amen, to all the nations. Now, there's going to be an announcement coming up. I think they said another couple days or weeks, amen, that even the Lord has taken this ministry even higher than where we are now with the media streaming, amen. We're about to take that up, amen, two or three notches. I'm just going for the ride. I just go for the ride, Saints. You notice I be like quiet because I can't make no whole bunch of noise right now. Amen. Because I refuse to miss a beat. I refuse to miss a beat. Amen. Glory be to God. Come on, Saints. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us take the name. Let us take the gospel to all the world. Amen. Father God, we thank you for the privilege of contributing toward the spread of the gospel across the earth. Father God, we ask you to help us always to put first things first. Help us focus on heaven's priorities, which is souls, so that we will not become distracted by the cares of this life or the pressures and anxieties of this age. Teach us how to prepare for the difficult times to come without slipping into self-preservation. Father, we submit ourselves to you. Father, and we resist the spirit of fear. As we receive your wisdom and your grace, we follow the Holy Spirit's guidance to do our part in building the kingdom of God and hastening Christ's return. And we say thank you, and we bless you, and we pray, and we ask all this in Jesus' name. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. All right, saints, amen. We pray that you have enjoyed the lesson today. We hope that you're getting a clearer understanding on the last days. Amen. Again, read those three chapters if you want to in your study time. Amen. That's Matthew chapter 24, Luke chapter 21, and 2 Timothy chapter 3. Amen. Read those and you will get a clearer understanding on what the Lord is saying. Amen. Forgive me for stuttering, y'all. I have not been asleep. I have not been asleep, but I'm going to sleep. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. I had a big fat baby last night. I don't want to spook nobody out. Amen. Oh, but I don't know. It might have been a couple babies. I don't know. All I know is I gave birth. I gave birth. Amen. In the spirit. It's done. It's done. You said, what did you do? I can't tell you right now. I can't tell you. Just rejoice with me. Thanks. Look here. God blesses from the head down. That's why it's good to make sure that your pastor is in good shape. That's why it's good to make sure your pastor bless, your leader bless. Psalms 133 tells us that God blesses from the head down. You can't be blessed if your pastor or those over you aren't blessed. See, if you notice the people that are like really a blessing to their leaders, they just seem to always be blessed. Yeah, that's because that's God's rule and God's order. So beloved, amen, as the blessings come to Pastor Bradford, don't you know you blessed? How can you be a part of this ministry and Pastor Bradford is blessing, you ain't blessed? Pastor Bradford a millionaire and you broke. Pastor Bradford a billionaire and you broke. Tell me. Now, maybe with some of those other leaders or some other, glory be to God, but baby, we got low. We low. And then what the Lord and what we got, the Lord gave us a long time ago with the blueprint and the strategy and the vision. It's been laid out on the table years ago. It's just time to bring this thing all together now. Amen. Hallelujah. Because the gospel must be preached to all the nations. Amen. In form of announcements, amen, we will be at the altar of prayer today at 12 o'clock noon, back again at 9 p.m. Amen. Come on, join us. Amen. Beloved, amen. Bring somebody with you. Pray for somebody. Amen. Glory be to God. Come touching and agreeing. And now we want to thank you. The goal also for our altar of prayer is to eventually be a 24-hour call center. I said that in the beginning, and we was pretty close. Remember, we was doing 20 times a week. Y'all remember that? We would pray at 12 o'clock. We would come back at 3 o'clock. We would come back at 6 o'clock, and we would come back at 9 o'clock, and a couple of nights, we would come back at 12 midnight. Y'all remember that? We ran that for a while, and we had somebody on every slot. Glory be to God. It was beautiful. 20 times and 22 times a week. Then it watered off a little bit. Glory be to God. But guess what? We're going to have that 24-hour prayer line. You watch. And we're going to have more than enough volunteers, amen, to serve, amen. Because the Lord, that's what the Lord said. People will be able to call in around the world at any time, amen, and get prayer.
Amen.
All right. We bless God. I done said enough. Amen. Tomorrow's Praise Wednesday. Praise Wednesday. Just stop biting any interference with the calls right now. Just keep rebuking it. Just keep rebuking it. We believe, God, that we're going to be able to open up the lines tomorrow. Come with your testimonies. Amen. Come with your praise. Come with your songs. Amen. Glory. Just whatever you want to give Jesus. Whatever you want to give Jesus publicly, come on with it. Amen. Hallelujah. And so that's what we're going to be doing tomorrow in Jesus' name. All right. My pleasure to serve you today. Amen. Everybody have a wonderful day, a glorious day, a victorious day. Father God. And also when we open up the lines tomorrow, we want the September birthday. Matter of fact, I'm gonna pull out my calendar. Just give me the birthdays for the rest of the year. All right. I got my calendar right here on the table. All right. I think I got everybody covered. I think so. But we just want to make sure we got all the September birthdays, October, November, December. We want to make sure we have the rest of the year covered. Amen. All right. Bless the Lord. Father God, we say thank you for this service today. Thank you for the word of God that will not return into your void. Father, thank you for helping us not to be a hearer only, but a doer of your word. Father God, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' name. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. Father, we cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death. We cancel accidents, incidents, and calamities. It will not take root. It will not prosper. It will not come to pass. Father God, I release a blessing upon all of your people, Father God, under the sound of my voice, not just them, but their families, their spouses, their children, their parents, their, Father God, their co-workers, their bosses, their neighborhoods, Father God, their cities, their states, their nations, in the name of Jesus Christ. We release it, and we say thank you. Bless the prayer warriors as they come to serve, Father, today. Bless them for their faithfulness. Father God, keep them protected from danger seen and danger unseen. And we say thank you for them and prayer warriors all around the world that take pleasure in praying for people. They take pleasure in serving. And Father, you say, he that is the greatest among you, let him be your servant. And so we say thank you. Thank you, Father. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling in the position for the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, your majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And the church said, hallelujah, amen, amen, amen. And the Lord keep you and bless you and make his face shine upon you and give you peace, amen, hallelujah, and give you blessings and give you everything you need and everything your heart desire. Amen, amen, amen. Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings and he is the Lord of Lords. My pleasure to be in your service today, saints. Amen. I love you. Amen. Have a wonderful day. Meet you at the altar, Lord's willing. Amen. And Lord's willing, we'll be back here again tomorrow morning for our Praise Wednesday. Don't get quiet on the Lord tomorrow. Everybody wake up. If I'm up, you wake up too. Wake up. Get off that pillow tomorrow. Come on, drink your coffee early. Come on now. Don't get quiet on the Lord tomorrow. Get the Lord some praise. Amen. Signing out. Bless you.
Come on, make some noise here. Clap your hands, everybody. Come on. This song is to nations. This song is to the world. I'm so loud. Clap your hands, everybody. Come on. Come on. earth. Come on. I come through the fire.
We know the end before the beginning. Amen. Pastor Bradford signing out. Love you.